This is Aspen Public Radio. I'm Kristen Kay. Last month, the U.S. Forest Service released the environmental assessment of a new plan to manage visitors to Hanging Lake. It looks at the potential impacts of limiting use to the popular spot. Elizabeth Stewart-Severy is here to discuss the details. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, Kristen.
So this plan is meant to protect this ecosystem. What's so special about it? And what did the environmental assessment show?
Well, the ecosystem is unique. There's a rare lake formed by deposits of travertine and a hanging garden plant community. Those are spring-fed plants that grow from vertical cliff walls. And the botany is really unique. There are fewer than 10 plant communities in Colorado that are like the one at Hanging Lake, and it's actually quite rare anywhere in the world. The environmental assessment looked at this in detail and shows that soil disturbance now means that there are more invasive species moving in that really threaten those rare hanging gardens. And the Forest Service says that the plan would improve soil and vegetation conditions for these rare plants. The assessment also showed that the plan will help protect the relatively undisturbed travertine formation. And if they don't implement the plan, it's likely that could be damaged.
So this plan would limit the number of visitors to Hanging Lake to 615 per day. And those people will take a shuttle instead of parking at the trailhead. So remind us, what are the issues there now?
So right now, there are more than 150,000 visitors per day. That number has grown exponentially over the past several years. The parking lot is getting full early in the day. So people are parking along the highway. They're parking on and off ramps. They're parking on sidewalks, sometimes even on grassy areas. And then all of those people who are clogging up the parking lot are also hitting the trail. So then there's damage to the trail, damage to the ecosystem. They found graffiti up there a couple summers ago. So there are these traffic and safety concerns. There's also like the visitor experiences being, you know, it's not a great visitor experience to a beautiful natural place to be kind of surrounded by all these people. They say if no action is taken, all of this will continue to grow. So Garfield County Search and Rescue would expect more emergency calls. The U.S. Forest Service can't keep up with maintenance at the trailhead or along the trail. It's likely that erosion will continue, these user conflicts will continue, and then, of course, continued damage to the ecosystem, too.
So the environmental assessment also takes economic impacts into account. What did that show?
Well, it would drop the number of daily visitors in those peak summer months from more than 1,000 per day now to 615. That could mean a reduction in tourist spending during those times. It's possible that some people might not be able to get a permit for the day or time that they're able to visit Hanging Lake. So then they might not choose to come to Garfield County at all or Glenwood Springs at all for other recreational activities, or they could choose to still come and just do something else. There will also be a fee associated with this plan. It's not clear what that will be yet, but it's possible that that could be a deterrent to some people coming who might otherwise come and check out Hanging Lake.
So what are the next steps here in this process?
The public can comment on the environmental analysis until January 22nd, and a draft decision will follow that period. The goal is to have the plan in place by May 2018, which is ahead of the next busy season. And from there, the work is probably not really completely over because there are still concerns that limiting use to Hanging Lake might push people elsewhere in Glenwood Canyon. The Forest Service did consider looking at all of Glenwood Canyon for a management plan to kind of take into account that there's overuse in lots of places, but the need for something rather immediate at Hanging Lake took priority. So we could maybe see more work in Glenwood Canyon to address these overuse issues.
Okay, thank you, Elizabeth.
You bet.
That's Elizabeth Stewart-Severy. I'm Kristen Kay. You're listening to Morning Edition on Aspen Public Radio.